Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
I'm a bit worried about what's about to happen here.
Just shut up, Tom. Time to meet another one of the acts in Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two this year. And we would like to say a very good morning and welcome to Jackie Martin.
Hey, I brought my pom-poms. Right. And, thanks, guys. Jackie, and beautiful Bill.
And Jackie, of course, has teamed up with Bill Robertson this year.
Beautiful Bill.
Oh, Billy boy.
Probably asking yourself what happened.
Billy.
What have you done to me?
I don't know what we've done to you.
Every year
we get one person who joins us in Wagga Wagga Takes Two that we like to describe as our, in a nice way, our problem child. And I think, Jackie, you might be...
Oh, my goodness. I think you might be a bit right on that note.
All right.
Wow. Thank you for that.
The excitement level from the night we launched with you has just been amazing. How are you enjoying the experience so far?
Oh, it's just... It's a fabulous ride, actually, to be on. And, look, you know, you
limited
can't get
time,
your...
Limited time, Jackie, here.
Limited times. Okay. Any time you can use your pom-poms is a good time. And being part of Wagga Takes Two is a good time. Oh, my gosh. And putting around away the hairbrush to replace with a real microphone has been quite a challenge.
Right.
And a bigger challenge when Bill asked me to turn it on. Like, that was like, how did this happen? But anyway, we're all here and it's all good. And Bill's a great mentor, so.
All right. How did you get involved? Who approached you?
Well, it kind of seems like a
common... Why?
Why? What are you saying? Why? Look out. Well, like the common theme with most contestants, it does revolve around alcohol, I have to say. And go to the shows the last few years and being there thinking what a fabulous opportunity to represent a charity if you had the guts to do it. Mm-hmm. And someone thought I had the guts to do it. So look out, here I am. And
here you are.
Yeah, my legs are like jelly, but I'm going to give it a good crack.
That's the spirit. Righto, Billy. Spirit. Now, we've given you some projects over the years.
This is a tough one this year, though, isn't it?
How does Jackie fit into the scheme of things?
Oh, there's lots of enthusiasm. There's lots of charisma. But if I can get her to shut up for 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
We can get through the song at least once.
Yeah. That's a challenge.
That's the challenge. But she's going okay, so we'll...
So the singing is average or above average?
Come on, I've got pom-poms right here. Right? As, be careful.
As Potsy's reminded you many times, it's not a singing competition.
That's what they keep saying anyway.
No, it's not. I'm impressed you've got uniforms and everything.
Oh, we are so professional. And check out the back.
Yes.
All right.
There Sport team taster.
So viewers, can you see that?
Well, you will. You will when the video goes up on the website a little later today, triplem.com.au. Now, look, the great thing, and we say this every year about Wagga Wagga Takes Two, is we get to, there are some charities that jump on board that don't have the profile of, say, some of the other charities around town. And it's great to learn about your charity, Jackie, which is Taster Property. Tell us about Taster Property.
This is a fabulous charity, and it's only 2 years young. It's very important to understand that in 2 years, they've come such a long way. So basically, Taster Property is providing inspiring, engaging and hands-on activities for young people between the age of 15 and 25. Yep. There's 50 acres out at Gumley, and last year in 2017, there were 12 young people that went out and did a Ready for Work program. Mm-hmm. And of the 12 kids that did that, 10 seeked full-time employment, which is fantastic, including three of them that did apprenticeships. So it's basically, in a nutshell, Taster Trade, Taster Skill. So kids who may not know what their future holds, not sure what they want to do, it's kind of like the men's shed for young people, and it's just fabulous, and it's community backed.
That's great.
And it's just fabulous, yeah.
Good stuff. Jackie Martin and Bill Robertson, quarter to eight. Of course, Jackie and Bill are in Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two. Now, Bill, what's a usual practice session comprise of? So Jackie comes around to your house.
Yeah, yeah.
What do we do?
Bundy. Well, we sit there for 50 minutes while Jackie talks. And then,
yes, would you like to discuss the issues at hand?
And then we, during that period, I sometimes have about 4 or 5 beers, and then we might get time to run the song once. And we haven't even introduced choreography yet.
Haven't got some dance routines yet.
Jeez.
But he does tell me I rock a great brick wall, because a brick wall in his studio is how we entertain, and he said I'm doing a great job.
Oh, dear.
So rocking a brick wall. So I don't even know how to take that one even.
But I can tell you that for something different this year, I may or may not dress up as a guy. So.
don't I get to wax your legs?
We'll see. You'll have to come along in April and find out. Yeah.
Righto. Now, Jackie, you've been doing a lot of fundraising. Love the videos you've been posting up with your fundraising events. Tell us about a couple of events that you've got ahead of you before we get into the show run of this year's Wagga Takes Two.
Okay, fantastic. So we have had a few fundraisers already, but our two major events that are coming up. The first one is on March the 23rd. It's a variety night extravaganza. There may or may not be pom-poms involved. Yeah. I'll just have to let you know about that.
Sure.
So that's the Elements of the Garden. So that is One Shot Too Many is the band that will be performing. And then we have the Riverina Comedy Club that will be performing as well. And it's a fabulous auction, goods and services auction. So there'll be canapes on arrival.
Nice.
And then you'll have a lovely meal and it'll be a great night. So you can get tickets at Wagga Civic Theatre for that particular show, that particular fundraiser.
Yep.
The second one is an exquisite ladies' long lunch, and that's on the 8th of April, Sunday the 8th. At Food I Am. Tickets can be purchased through Food I Am through their website. We also have Makeham's coaches are on board and they're going to be doing free pickup and drop-off of ladies, so they can have more than one glass of wine if they so choose. And there are two major, but there's two little ones coming up too. It's the Bunnings Barbecue on Easter Monday.
On your bill.
Thanks, Bill. See, look out. I've trained him well.
Yeah, I've got two words in. three words.
And then
more than I usually get in.
And it's a good opportunity for the people to come along and like learn about Taster, get a brochure. And
where's
look
the mute
out.
Button?
There is one there.
Pull the plug.
There is one there.
I'm not staying on a trap door, am I?
So now, Bill, you know what it's like. I spend my day with very much the same problem.
I feel for you.
What are you saying?
I have a whole new respect.
Awesome, guys. Thanks so much for coming in. It's great that you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And just another one of the... Well, look, we've got a really great crew going through this year. Not that, you know, the people who have done it before haven't been great crews either, but this year's crew just seems to be chock-a-block full of some very interesting people, of which you are one, Jackie. It's great to have you. I just love the way you're embracing it. It's just sensational.
Oh, look,
absolutely
it's just,
sensational.
Yeah.
And we're not too far away from the show, April 19, 20 and 21, I think. And tickets to the public will be going on sale next week, but we'll tell you more about that next week. All right. Thank you guys for coming on in this morning. Enjoy the rest of the journey and support Jackie's fundraisers. And when tickets do go on sale, get along and see Jackie and Bill perform on stage, because I can't wait to see what you bring to the table.
Go Team Taster!
Yeah. Jackie Look Martin and Bill.
She's a retiring sort of butterfly.
Oh,
type,
shy,
isn't
really.
Yeah, can't
very
wait
shy.
For you to come out of your shell. You'll be sensational.
The post act interview is going to be interesting for you. Good luck.
Yes.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.